Okay, Shalom Marvosa, today's daf is Yuma Daf Mem Beis, and we have more. Basically, today we're going to spend almost all the day talking about the Parah Aduma. Well, we talked about, just at the end of yesterday, we talked about that there are two, at least according to, who was it? Chista, maybe? That he said that there were two red walls. Ah, it was Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said that there are two strips of red wall to Olas Shani. Today we'll see there's actually three, but he had said two of them. One is for the Sira Mishalech, one is for the Parah Aduma. I already mentioned you didn't know which one required a shear, which didn't. And then we had the Machlokas as to whether the wool by the Parah Aduma has to go into the fire, all the way into the fire. That's where we left off yesterday. And pretty much today we're also going to speak about the Parah Aduma. Tomorrow as well, there's going to be some drashos, basically darshening out the entire beginning of Parshas Chukas, which talks about the Parah Aduma. So we're here with Mitzvah Shem Yishe Bizocha to bring a Parah Aduma. That's we're here for the foreseeable future. So we're here three lines up, Amim Aleph, Amim Beis. He also Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar Rav Yochanan, he said in the name of Rav Yochanan, Shalosh Leshonos Shamati. There are three strips of red wool that are required by three different avodas. Achas Shal Parah, Achas Shal Sarei Mishalech, Achas Shal Metzora. Right, one that we've been talking about, the Parah Aduma, and one for the Sarei Mishalech, and one actually part of the purification process of the Metzora also has to bring a Tolas Shani. So says Rav Dimi in the name of Rav Yochanan. Achas mishkal asarazuz, v'achas mishkal shnei slayim, v'achas mishkal shekel. And they have different weights, they have different values. One is 10 zuz, one is 2 slayim, and one is a shekel. But vainly the farish. But for whatever reason, he wasn't sure which is which. He didn't know. Now Tosus points out that you're missing one. Right, there actually should be four. Right, hadalo nakat namisho saira pnimi. Right, if you remember. Yesterday's daf, we said there's actually one more strip of red wool that went around the throat of the goat that was going to be shefted as the Soyer Lashem. So nearly he says, Mishum Dahi lo hava ele kadesh lo yisarev. He says that was just so they did, if you remember, that was just so they didn't differentiate between the different goats that were offered as korbanos. But it didn't really require a shear. But these, right, the other ones were part of the avoda, right? It had to be burned with the Parah Aduma, for example. It had to be burned with the other stuff. So it had to be thrown off a cliff. There's something else to do with the strip. It wasn't just there for to make sure he didn't confuse the goats. So therefore, he didn't list it. Okay, fine. So either way, so we have these three weights, and Dimi said the name of Yochanan. He didn't know which one was which. So he also Ravin, when Ravin showed up, or very often when Ravin. Ravin usually follows Rav Dimi from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, so very often they go together. So Pirsha Mishmed Rabbi Yochanan. So he explained it in the name of the Mishmed Rabbi Yonasan. He explained it in the name of Rabbi Yonasan. Shal Parah Mishkal Asar Azuz, Shal Sar Mishalech Mishkal Shnei Shloim, Veshal Metzora Mishkal Shekel. Already lined it up. The Parah is the most expensive. The Sar is the middle one, and then you have the what's it called? And then you have the Metzora is just worth a shekel. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Pliba Rabbi Shimon bar Kalafta v'Rabbanan, and there's a machlokas between Rabbi Shimon bar Kalafta and the Rabbanan. By the Parah Aduma. Right. Chad amar mishkal asar, v'chad amar mishkal shekel. One of them says no, actually it was worth 10 zuz, and one says it was a shekel. V'simaneich, and you remember this, right? So that's the biggest shear and the smallest shear. So as the Gemara says, echad amar gebe v'echad hamamit, right? That's a phrase that we use often, right? Echad amar gebe v'echad hamamit, b'ovad she'echav in libel v'shamayim. The Ramah writes that by drinking on Purim, for example, right? As long as b'ovad she'echav in libel v'shamayim, which is the ikker. But here we just use it as a way to remember, right, that there's a machlokas here about the parah, and one says the biggest shear, right, hamarbe, and one says the smallest shear, that's hamamit. Amar le Rabbi Yirmiyah midifti le Ravina, lo b'parah pligi. He said, no, actually the machlokas is not by the parah aduma, ela b'sira mishtaleach pligi. The machlokas is actually by the sira mishtaleach on Yom Kippur. Right, vahu yoma nach nafshe de Ravia bar Kisi. And the way I know this, the way I remember this, is because on that day when they had that machlokas, Ravia bar Kisi passed away. Apparently he's a big tzaddik, and we were very upset, and we made a sign out of this to remember Ravi Bar Kisi Mechaber Kisir Meshalech. Just like we have the Misos and Shel Tzaddikim that are Mechaper, right, like Chazal say by the deaths of Aaron and by Miriam and certainly by other Tzaddikim and Moshe, etc., they're Mechaper. So too, right, Ravi Bar Kisi was a tzaddik, so it's also Mechaper. It atones for Am Yisrael just like the Seer Meshalech. Chatan Tether. Remember that that was the topic of the Machlokas, not the Parah Aduma. Okay. Our Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak says, Shtei Shechitos Shemati. Right, again, similar to what he said yesterday, that I heard that there are two different, there are two types of Shechitos, not two types, but there are two halachic Shechitos that are involved here. Acha Shal Parah, Acha Shal Paro. One is of the Parah Aduma, and one is the Par of the Kohen Gadol. I think I just want to correct something. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think I misspoke yesterday. I think I mentioned yesterday that there are two paros of the Kohen Gadol. It's really this one par and two viduis. It's probably more accurate that that the Kohen Gadol does vidui on the same cow, on the same ox twice. So I think if I said yesterday that there are two pars, so then I misspoke a little bit. But either way, let's just to clarify now. So Rav Yitzchak says that there's two shechitas, right? One of the par aduma, you have to shecht, obviously, and one of, we're not going to burn it alive. That's terrible. One of the par for the Yom Kippur, right? Achas ksher bazar, v'achas besula bazar. And one of them, a gzar, a non-coin, is allowed to shecht. One of them, he is not. And I'm not sure which is which. I'm not sure what the halacha is by... I'm not sure which one is kosher, which one is pasul. So itmar, so we're going to go try and see what the deal is. But it was said that shechitas para of a paro, right? By the shechita of the para and the para of Yom Kippur, the para duma and the para of Yom Kippur, Avru Shmuel, it's machogesh Rav and Shmuel. Chad Amar, one of them says the para psula and paro kshera, v'chad Amar paro psula, para kshera. Right? Again, one of them says that one way, and one of them says the other way. If a non-Kohen shechts it. So, Tistayim, the Rav who Amar Parah Psula. It makes sense that Rav is the one who says that if a Zar, if a non-Kohen shechts the Parah Duma, that's the one that's possible. Damar Rav Zera, because Rav Zera said, Shechitas Parah Bazar Psula. Very straightforward, right? This is Rav Zera, not Rav, but we'll get to see in a second. Rav Zera said, if a non-Kohen shechts the Parah Duma, it's possible. Damar Rav, and Rav said, Allah Elazar V'chuka, Shaninuba, that the word Elazar and the Chukah, right, teaches us that this is true. Now, what is he talking about? Because the Pasuk says, right, you bring it, where's the Pasuk over here? Vinas Unisatam Osa El Elazar Kohen, right, you bring the Paraduma to Elazar, Tautzi Osa, it, El Mikhoz Lamachanav, Shukhat Osa Lefanav, right, you should shecht it, right, in front of him, meaning the Gemara, the Pasuk specifies Elazar. It also specifies, it says, Vizos Chukas HaTorah. And from those two words, that they're specific, that meaning the word Chukah, we're going to explain it, we're going to see the Hemshech of the Gemara, this will be, become a little bit more clear, but from the fact that the Gemara, from the fact that the Pasuk specifies Elazar, and the fact that the Pasuk specifies the Chukah, Vizos Chukas HaTorah, that teaches me that it has to be specifically by a coin and not a non-coin, right? That's Rav just giving the reason for Rabbi Zera. Since Rav is saying Rabbi Zera's reason, Shabbistama, he agrees with him. Skumar says, Rav, Maishna para dechtiv alazar v'chuka, right? The problem is that if you tell me that you have specificity by who should shecht, right, or who should operate the coin gadol, the paraduma, right, specifically alazar, and it also says chuka, which means it's specific, these laws that are mentioned in the Pasuk, are specific. Problem is, Maishna Parah Dechtir Elazar V'chuka, Paro Nami Haksiv Aron V'chuka. Wait, it also says by the par of Yom Kippur, that all over Achrimos, right, it says Aharon, and it says the word chuka, where we have it as well. But where is it here? Let's see if we can find it in Rashi. Which pasuk specifically says chuka? Right, the pasuk says v'kriv Aharon is parah chatas shelo v'chiper, and then it says v'shachad is and it says va'isa zos lachem luchukas olam lechaper al bnei Yisrael. So you have the same thing. You have a mention of a specific coin, right, Aharon, and you have the word chok. So maybe shechita of the parah on Yom Kippur should also only be done by a coin. Why again? How do you split the two? Right, if the whole reason why a coin has to do the shechita is by a parah duma is because it says the name of a coin and it says v'chuka, it has to be specific. So it has the same thing by the parah of Yom Kippur. So Gemara says shechita lav avodahi. Well, because shechting is not an avoda, therefore it can be done by a non coin. The Gemara says yachi paranami. Okay, so why shouldn't that apply to a parah duma as well? Square says, Shiny Parah the country Bedekabayasi. No, Parah is different because it's a Bedekabayas. It only has monetary Kedusha. It belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. So it's not a Korban. So the Gemara says, what Velav Koldekenu? Well, if you're telling me it's a lesser type of holiness, because it only belongs, it's only monetary value of the Beis HaMikdash, so why would the Shechita be no good by the Parah Duma and good by the cow that you're shechting for a Navoda in the Beis HaMikdash? Right? I understand Shechita is not Navoda, but if it's not an avoda for something that you're doing an avoda with, why would it then be okay? Why would it then be no good if a kohen did not shecht it by something that's not an avoda, by the part of duma, which is just money, with monetary value? It's more tahara. It's not really an avoda. It's more just to be matahar. So Amar Rav Shisha, Breder Rav Idi, Midi Davi Amaros Negoyim. It's similar to Maros Negoyim. What does that mean? Meaning that a Kohen has to declare Negoyim, has to declare Tzaras. Right? Only a Kohen can declare something Tzaras. Right? You have to go to the Kohen, and he looks at it, and he checks it out. Even if a regular, normal Yisrael doctor would come to the same conclusion, it's not Tzaras until the Kohen says so. So the same thing. So over here, right? The Lava Vodahi will be Nakuna. Enochanami, that sometimes there's things that are not Navoda, like Tzaras, but you need a coin to take care of it. So too over here by the Paraduma, you need to shecht it. It needs to be shechted by the coin, right? And that's the bottom line. Because sometimes, again, in a chenami, it's not an avoda, but a coin has to do it. Because you see from the psukim, right, that a coin has to take care of this. Okay. V'lu Shmuel da'amar paro psula maishna paro dechtiv aron v'chuka paranami yaktiv elazar v'chuka. So while the flip side is also good. Meaning, if you're telling me that Rav is the one who says that the par aduma is no good if a zar shechts it, but the par is good, so Shmuel must hold the opposite, that the par on Yom Kippur is no good if a regular non-coin shechts it, and the par aduma is good when the coin gadol, if a non-coin shechts it. Sorry. So, well, if the logic is because it says Elazar and Chuka and Aaron and Chuka, so what's the difference between the par of Yom Kippur, which is possible according to Shmuel, and the Paraduma, which is kosher according to Shmuel? So Shani Hassan, the Gemara says, "Dechtiv v'shachar osa lefanav." No, it specifies that you have to shech the par lefanav, right, in front of Aaron, right. So therefore, it has to be specifically by a kohen. Shehezar shochet. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Meaning that you have to shech. That's by the Paraduma. I apologize. Meaning that you have to shecht the paraduma in front of Elazar, and therefore a non-kohen can shecht it. Right? The only requirement, says Shmuel of the pasuk, is that Elazar be there, but you can shecht it in front of him. Meaning he's not the one doing the shechita, so therefore someone else can shecht it. Elazar roeh. Shehezar shochet veElazar roeh. That someone else can shecht it, and Elazar can be watching. Right? He can just be there to be overseeing the process. For Rav, what does Rav understand that pasuk to mean? Right, again, Rav says that it's crucial that Elazar or a Kohen shecht the paraduma. So that pasuk means that he has to have focus. He can't think about other things, but he must always, right, he can't have hesach hadas. He can't deviate from thinking about it at all. Ushmuel, shelo yisiach taito minale. So how does Shmuel know this halacha that the Kohen has to focus? That the guy shechting it, probably more accurately, the guy shechting it has to focus. So he learns it. Nafkala, he learns it. Me visoref es hapara leinov, that you have to burn it before his eyes. So there, again, mistama. That's you have to make sure that there's no hesach hadas by burning. So too by shechita. For Rav, so what does Rav say? But what does Rav do with that pasuk? So he says chad b'shechita v'chad b'sreifa. Now you need both psukim. You need to tell me that you can't have hesach hadas, that you can't stop thinking about the thing you're doing, both by shechita, both by shechting, and by burning the paraduma utzricha. And we need both psukim. Dikas of rachmana b'shechita. You might, if the Torah only told me that you have to focus and you can't deviate from the shechita, because you might have thought that's because it's the beginning of the avoda of the paraduma process. No, in a kanami, the paraduma is not an avoda, but okay, fine. Details. But burning him alone, by that you might have thought that's not the beginning. You don't need to focus the entire time. Because of Rachmana b'Sreifa, and if you would only have learned the halacha that you can't have hesach hadas by burning, maybe that's because that's the point in time when the paraduma becomes kosher, it becomes able to be used to purify people who are tamei meis. Aval shechita, but shechita is the beginning of the process. Maybe no, you don't need a. You can have some hesach hadas. You can space out a little bit before the shechita during the shechita because okay, it's not so crucial, right? We're not getting to the point where the paraduma is going to get burned anyway. So the Gemara says rather. So therefore, it's tzricha. Therefore, Rav needs both of them. So now the Gemara says lemutei mai. Now what question is this? The Gemara assumes that if you're telling me that we're saying that you have to have attention, meaning there can't be any hesach hadas from the shechita or from the burning, that seems to imply, again, it says by both psukim, right? That it says that by two aspects of the paraduma, by the shechting and by the burning, you need to focus. That seems to, if the Torah is telling me that by both of those cases, it probably assumes that the Torah is trying to tell us that you don't need to have kavanah, you need to have kavanah, but you don't need to have focus by other areas. Meaning you can have hesach hadas by other scenarios of preparing the paraduma. So lemut emais, the Gemara said, wants to know which cases, which part of the paraduma preparation can you have hesach hadas? Can you kind of not focus entirely? Ilei melemut esifas afra umilei mayim lekiddush lemishmeres. The Kiddush. If you're telling me that the two times where you're allowed to kind of space out a little bit is by when you're gathering the ashes and when you're filling the water to mix with the ashes, so the Pasuk says, the Mishmeres, the Minidoksiv, right? It has to be Mishmeres, right? You have to watch over it, right? The waters have to be prepared, right, while you're watching, so that can't be. So rather, Elo, Lemute, Hashlokas, Eitz. No, it must be. Again, we're talking about the burning of these three items, right? Taking care of these three items that are not the actual para itself, but it's part of the process. But apparently, right, those things you can kind of like space out a little bit because they are crucial to the avoda, but they're not like the ikker here over there. And therefore, the hesach hadas won't ruin someone who is taking care of those three things, of the eight areas, of the and that's not the hyssop. The ezov is the hyssop, and the eight areas is the wood, is the wood of the cedar wood, and shnitolas, again, that's the red wool. Okay, now, back to paraduma. Well, we've been talking about paraduma, but back to shechting a paraduma by a non-kohen. So when it says shchita, sorry, itmar, it was said, shchitas para bizar. What's the deal if someone who's not a Kohen chefs the paraduma? So Rabbi Ami, Amar Ksherev, Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha, Amar Psula. Right? Machlokas Amoraim, right? Rabbi Ami says, yes, it's fine. Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha says, no good. Ula Amar Ksherev, Rami La Psula. And it's Machlokas as to what Ula said. Ula said it was kosher. Some people said he said it was posel. Masiv Rabbi Yeshua Bar Abba Lissio de Rav, Rabbi Yeshua Bar Abba asked the following question in order to prove, to back up Rav's Shita. Again, Rav had said that it was no good. Rav had said that if a non-Kohen shechts a paraduma, it's no good. So he asked the following question, meaning to support that Shita. Ainli el haza mimeha sheink sherin bi'isha ke bi'ish, being sherin el biyom. The only things that we know that are not good by a paraduma if a woman does it, and not good if you do it at nighttime, again, based on psukim, the only thing that we know about that those halachas are true is the hazaz meimeh, is the sprinkling of the water. Right? Minayin l'rabba shchitasa v'kabalas dama, v'hazaz dama usreifasa, v'shlachas eitz eres v'ezo v'shnitalas. How do you know about all those other avodas? So tamal omar, Torah. Right? The pasuk says Torah, right? It's those chukas ha-Torah, meaning everything is specific. Right, that you have to have one uniform halakha across the board. So therefore, you can't do any of those other things at night, and you can't have a woman do any of those other things. Yachol, you might have thought shiny marbe afasifas afro mili mayim v'kiddush. You might include even the gathering of the ashes and the filling of the water for the kiddush and sanctifying this stuff. Therefore the pasuk says zos. Therefore the pasuk says zos to teach me that those things can in fact be done by a woman and can also be done at night. So the Gemara says, one second. Right. So where do you get from the psukim that you take those specific halachos and say that doesn't apply there, but the other halachos it does apply? Right. Where do you split? Right. The Torah has a miut and a ribui, right? It has an inclusion and an exclusion. But where do you know to draw the line by Sifas Ephra and Mili Mayim V'Kiddush? What about all those other things? So the Achash Riba Kosov Miut. So after the Torah included some things and then excluded some things, so Amarta, as you said, Hare Anu Lamein Din Kulu Mehazos. Mehazos Mehmeh. So therefore, we learn everything from the sprinkling of the water. Just like the sprinkling of the water is only done, can only be done by a man, and it's not good if you do it at night. So too, I'll include all of those other things. Why? Hold the ink, share, be isha, kibi ish. Right? And since they only can be done by a man, again, because the Pesukim say, the Pesukim just says, ha'ish tahor, and he says a couple of times, and it says, specifies a man, so since those things have to be done by a man, so therefore also, ink shirin elabayom, so therefore they're also no good, meaning at night, and therefore, umotziani, and I'll exclude asifas ephra umili mayim v'kiddush, right? And I'll exclude the gathering of the ashes, the filling of the water, and the kiddush. The kiddush, by the way, just is just it means sanctifying, but it's mixing of the waters and the ashes. Not sure if I clarified that, but either way, that's just the mixing, right? I'll exclude the whole water and ashes mixing thing. Hobaluk sharen beisha kibish. Since a woman can actually do that part of the avoda, because the pasuk doesn't say beish, kesher nami beyom uvalayla. So therefore, we'll also say that that is also that avoda, the mixing of the waters, also can be done either by day or by night. So Gemara says, okay, that's nice, but the high mai, what kind of tiyufta is or high mai tiyufta? What kind of tiyufta is that against Shmuel, who says why is that a kasha against Shmuel? Shmuel said that if a non kohen shechts the paraduma, it's okay. Rav said it was puzzle, right? We wanted to bring a kasha against Shmuel, right? That from this brisa. So the kasha against Shmuel, who says that a non-kohen is allowed to shecht the paraduma, if you'll tell me that the proof is because just like we just said that a woman can't shecht the paraduma, so too a non-kohen can't shecht the paraduma, and that would refute Shmuel, right? So one second, right? The sprinkling of the water teaches me that that's not an assumption you can make, right? Shapsulim beisha v'ksherim bizar, because you see that it's possible for a woman to do the sprinkling, but a non-kohen is allowed to sprinkle the waters on people. So clearly, the fact that a woman can't do something does not necessarily mean that a non-kohen can't do something. So Marabai says, "Hainu tiyufta." This was the kasha. That isha maitaima. What's the reason a woman is not allowed to do the shechita of the paraduma? So because the pasuk says Elazar v'lo isha, Elazar v'lo isha. Because when the pasuk specifies Elazar, right? So that means that specifically Elazar, right? That's how we learn a woman can't shecht, because the pasuk says Elazar, right? I pointed out before that it says isha as well, but again, I guess right, the Gemara learns here, right? Rabbi explains that really the drasha is Elazar HaKohen, right? That's the specific, right? If you look at Vidikarashi, right straight across, right? Elazar v'lo isha, v'alkachach v'shachar osalafanav, Elazar koi, kadarish. Again, we're learning that Elazar is the one who has to shecht the paraduma, and we're excluding a woman, right? It has to be specific, right? We said the word chukka, right? It has to be specific. So therefore, zar nami, Elazar v'lo zar. So if Elazar is the source that a woman is not allowed to shecht the paraduma, well, Elazar was a coin. So therefore, it must be that a non-kohen is not allowed to shecht the paraduma, and that was the kasha against Shmuel. Now, the Gemara doesn't really answer for Shmuel. Mistama, you could he could learn that right again that the Elazar right, again Mistama how he answered on Amud Aleph right that Shmuel simply doesn't learn that Elazar means specifically Elazar. Really, the pasuk of Veshachat Osalafanav, that you shecht the para in front of Elazar, right? Shmuel learned that someone else can shecht in front of Elazar, right? Not that we're talking about that Elazar specifically has to be the one, or someone like Elazar specifically has to be the one doing the shechita. Okay, Mistama, that's how Shmuel would respond. And Mistama, that's why the Gemara didn't go back and forth, because we just rehashed. That would be a rehashing of the machlokas we mentioned before. Okay, now this is going to take us onto Amud Aleph, really onto Mem Gimel, but we'll start a little bit. Basically, we're going to darshan out almost the entire beginning of Parshas Parah, right? The beginning of Parshas Chukas. Let's take a little bit of it. Amar Ula says, "Kol Parsha Kula Mashma Motzi Miad Mashma Mashma Memela." That's a little bit of a funny phrase, but basically that what it means is that the entire Parsha, the entire topic of Paraduma, right, you have a bunch of contradictory, not contradictory, but the rules are not necessarily uniform across the board. The way you learn the halachos out from the psukim, right, are not necessarily straight away and have the same rules across the board. So basically, Ula is going to darshan out the entire thing just to clarify what he means, right? And he'll say that all of these halachos, right, we learn differently. Okay, either way, lamaisa, vayter. So, unusanam, unusatem, osa, el elazar hakohen. or you should give them, or you should give it, really, osol el lazar, but lo ladoros la lazar. I mean, it to a lazar, meaning it refers to the paraduma that they were talking about, right? You should give it to a lazar, but not any other paradumos in the future to a lazar. Meaning, a lazar was the, what was a lazar in the time of the paraduma, right? Beginning of Parshas Chukas, Aaron HaKohen is still alive, at least at the beginning, right? Dies in the middle. Parshas Chukas, if anybody asks you trivia, what is the longest Parsha in Chumash? So, you might say Parshas Naso for the Psukim, but Parshas Chukas spans 40 years, because or 39 years, or whatever, because the Paraduma was in the first couple of years there by the Mishkan, and by Har Sinai, etc., in the vicinity over there, and then by the end of it, right, they're already in the 40th year, when Aaron and Miriam are passing away, etc. So that Parshas spans a long time period. So either way, but at that beginning, when we talked about the Paraduma, so Elazar was the Sagan, he was the backup, he was the second in command to Aaron. So the pasuk there says specifically, Osa, that paraduma went to Elazar, but not any future paradumas. You don't necessarily have to give, right, the Sgan Kohen Gadol, the paraduma. So you get the Amri, the Doros, or you get the Amri, some people say that the Doros be Kohen Gadol, if you get the Amri, the Doros be Kohen Hedyot. Some people say, so how do you learn that? Meaning that you don't have to give it to the Sgan, to the backup. So some people say, therefore you have to give it to the actual Kohen Gadol, and some people say no, that you can all do these avodas with a regular Kohen. That's already in the Mishnayos in Parah. Bishlam Amanda Amar Ladoros Bekohen Gadol Shapir. According to the one who says that a regular Kohen can do all this stuff, but in the future, so that's okay. That makes sense. El Amanda Amar Ladoros Bekohen Gadol Minale. So how do you know though? If according to the guy who says that the Kohen Gadol has to do this stuff, so where do you get that from? Meaning, I get it that it doesn't have to be a Lazar. How do you know that you have to bump it up from the backup to the starter, to the actual Kohen Gadol? So it says, Gemara chukah miyom kippurim. Because he learns that you have the word chukah by paraduma, you have the word chukah by Yom Kippur, just like the Yom Kippur avoda has to be by the Kohen Gadol, so too the paraduma. Okay, let's do one more. Vautzio sa, right, he has to take it outside of the machane, right? You have to take it outside, meaning it referring to the paraduma. You have to take it out of the machane, but nothing else. Meaning you have to take it out by itself, right? And you can't use like a rope or a what's it called, I forget the word. Something to pull a leash, not a leash. The reins. You can't use a reins to pull the cow because that might be a voda. You're not allowed to do a voda with a paraduma. So, right, you can't take any other animal out with it. Kid, it's not. Like we learned in the Mishnah, lo haisa para rotze latzeis. Let's say the paraduma didn't want to go out, right? He kind of saw the writing on the wall, knew what was going to happen. If he didn't want to leave, so you can't drag it out with the one of the leashes, right? That would be a voda. You can't do that. And also, emotini ma shchora shalo yomru shchora shachtu. Emotini ma maduma shalo yomru shtaim shachtu. And you can't coax it out with another animal, regardless of whether it's black, because people might say, oh, they shechted the black one. Or not specifically black, it just means non-red, right? White and black, brown, whatever it is. You can't take it out with a non-red paraduma because then people might think you actually burned that one. And you also can't take it out with another one so that people would think that they shechted two of them. So Rebbe Omer Lom and Hashem Uzer, Rebbe says, no, it's not actually that reason. Right? Ela Mishum Shenemar Osa Lovadok. So the pasuk says Osa, that you have to take it out by itself. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? What? I don't understand. The Tanakama Haksiv Osa. Rebbe says, didn't we start with that? Rotsi Osa. You have to take it out. So what is Rebbe arguing on the Tanakama? What does that mean? So the Gemara says, Man Tanakama, Rebbe Shimon. No, that's actually Rebbe Shimon Shita. And yeah, Rebbe Yehuda's arguing it. Rebbe's arguing it. What does Rebbe Shimon hold? The Derish time of the Kruf. Rebbe Shimon is the one who holds that there's a logic to the Psukim. Meaning that when we darshan out the Torah, you can use the logic and figure out what the halacha is, what the reason is. Meaning that the reason for the halacha is that we don't want. Meaning that's the reason for the halacha. Meaning in Echanami, it says the makor is osa in Echanami, but the logic is we don't want other people to think that. Either by a non-red one that they shefted the non-red one, or by a red one that they shefted both of them. Right? Rebbe says, no, it says osa, I mean, that they agree. They agree that the pasuk says osa, you can only take the paraduma out, it and nothing else. Rebbe Shimon is just adding the reason why that is true. So the Gemara says, maybe nahu. Well, if they both agree that the source of the halacha that is you can only take one paraduma out is the word osa. So what's the difference? Right? Why is there a machlokas? So it says ikibaynayhu the afik chamor v'hadar. Can you take it out with a different animal? I mean, according to the Tanakhama, according to Rabbi Shimon, who says the whole reason for osa that you can't take it out by itself is because you might get confused and think that they shechted either both of them or the black one or the non red one. So if you take it out with a donkey, no one's going to think you shechted the donkey. Right? It's paraduma. Everybody knows. But according to Rabbi, no, it says osa. It has to go out alone by itself, and therefore, right, even to take it out with a donkey would be no good. Okay, Shkoyakol, the Rav Osa, I will invite you in the Hail Geshas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.